step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Conditions apply. 9:15 Tuesday morning. Corey Curtis, Derek Mason. We've been rolling for 3 hours and 15 minutes, and I'm still awake.
There we go. That coffee's working.
I'm hopped up on caffeine, life, and a big day in Nashville sports.
Life in the pursuit of happiness.
Titans on to round two of the playoffs, and the Nashville Predators make a coaching change. We are joined now by Chris Mason, former Preds goaltender, current Preds television analyst. Mace, we've known each other a long time. You're far better than I am at everything. Thanks for joining us.
Well, I highly doubt that, but I agree that we're all on the pursuit of happiness. You guys had a good little convo and coffee as well. I'm joining you on the coffee train this morning.
So what do you expect to hear from David Poile today?
Well, I would think that he would say, you know, it was obviously a very tough decision that they'd probably been contemplating for a little while here, and that is probably one of the hardest decisions he's ever had to make because of his admiration and how highly he thinks of Peter Laviolette and what he's done for this organization. But I think they've obviously decided that they needed a change in direction, a new voice in the locker room. You know, something along that lines, I'm sure will be talked about this morning, and they'll announce their plans as well. I don't know what they're going to be, but I'm looking forward to finding out.
What's going on inside that locker room right now?
You know, I think a lot of time, you know, when you have expectations in a team, I think the vibe around the team has changed the last few years, I think. And it's, you know, the expectations build and they build. And I just feel like, I'm not saying they haven't handled it well because they won the President's Trophy the next year after they...
But the results are the results.
The results are the results. And this year is another thing. They made an off-season move where they addressed the need. They got rid of P.K. Subban, which is a huge piece on this team, and they brought in some offense in Matt Duchene, and you know, at this point in the season, you know, they're on the outside looking in of a playoff spot. So I think that's nowhere near where, you know, this team or anybody expected them to be. So I think that is obviously the reason for the change right now, and they're dealing with a lot of injuries, and it's going to be very interesting you know, to see how their team responds. And I know as a player, and I don't know if D-Mace, if you ever went through this, but I've went through this mid-season coaching change. The players take a lot of responsibility for that as well, because obviously, you know, you don't change your coach when things are going well. And, you know, this team is underperformed. And at the end of the day, to me, it's a lot of that's on the players. You know, the guys are the ones in the room that ultimately have the game plan, and they have to go execute it. And I think you'll be hearing a lot of that from the guys as well.
You're exactly right, C-Mace. You know, a lot of it, because Corey and I talked about it, that once a coach is fired, especially a coach with a track record like Lavi, I think players then got to look within and say, if we had been doing the things that we were supposed to be doing, maybe, just maybe, Lavi would still be here. So I'm pretty sure some of that is going on within that locker room. We're talking with Chris Mason, Preds TV analyst, discussing the Laviolette firing, how the Nashville Predators move on from here. Looking at this team, now they've already made the change at head coach. Do you see any change personnel-wise here during the season that David will make before the trade deadline, because he's not shy about pulling the trigger and making trades?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? That's going to be something. It's a lot trickier to do, and I guess I think a lot of it's going to have to depend on how the team responds here in the next month or so before the deadline. But that's always something that's going to be talked about, and you know, depending on, you know, if they're sitting, you know, in a playoff spot, I think they, you know, you add something if you feel the need. It's tricky with contracts. You know, if you're talking about making big moves, it becomes a lot more difficult, and you have to find the right partner to trade with. But I'm sure, you know, like you said, D-Mace, he's never been shy to pull the trigger or make a move or be bold, you know, if they need to be. So I feel, given the situation, if they're on the outside and they're looking in, I mean, there's some other moves they could make to try to restock the cupboards and kind of make some lateral changes as well. So it'll all depend on how things go here in the next month, but I don't think either side of the coin. You know, you can look for – David's always trying to improve the team, and, you know, whatever happens with the coaching situation, I'm sure that'll be discussed as well. So it'll be you know, this is a very interesting time. And for a player, too, when you're coming to the rink today, whatever the situation is, you have to make an impression on whoever – is behind that bench. It's a fresh start, so to speak. Systems may or may not remain the same. The power play may or may not be the same. Everything can change, and every guy in that locker room has to prove themselves all over again. So it's going to be it can be a fresh start for everyone, but it's going to be very interesting to see how it all shakes out trade-wise, or that's down the road a little bit. But I'm really interested to see how the guys come out and play tonight.
Well, there's one guy that I know that probably is not shedding a tear right now, and that's Kyle Turris. You know, it seemed to be this disconnect between Turris and the head coach and the GM in regards to how do you play Turris. Do you, when looking at him, do you expect him now to be able to, one, get in the lineup consistently, potentially, and then, two, do you think his play will change?
I think, for a player like Kyle, who's had, you know, a little bit of a tough time this year and got scratched a bunch of times, I think, like, you know, some other guys, maybe it's you have an opportunity to make an impression, mm-hmm. and to show the new leadership, the new coach, that you want to be in there every single night. And I feel like it can be a weight lifted off a player instead of coming to the rink every day wondering if you're going to be in the lineup, or if you have a bad game and then you wonder if you're going to be in the next game and that type of thing. I think this is a fresh start for him, and I feel like guys in that situation, again, there's opportunity now. You know, you get to decide what kind of impression you're going to make on the new coach. And I think for a guy like Kyle with his track record, I think he's probably just thinking, you know, it's a fresh start and a new opportunity, whether that relationship was stale or not. You know, he wants to play every night. So at the end of the day, it's up to him moving forward. And same goes for any of the players. You know, you're not guaranteed anything. You know, I know contracts dictate a lot of that. You know, track records a little bit, but at this point in the season, you know, your best line is Rocco Grimaldi, Nick Bonino, and Craig Smith. And it's not even really close. So there's a lot of guys in that room that I think really need to step up.
All right, let's eliminate some names from the coaching search here. Chris, have you been asked to be the Predators head coach?
No, I absolutely not.
How about, Terry Crisp has a cup, and he's in the building.
No, they will not let him go. They approached him, but
Willie Donick? Willie D? Now, come on.
No, I wanted Terry Crisp for those in-game interviews. They would be fantastic.
They would be. No, you know what? The only guy I don't think that's been mentioned, well, I know Mike Fisher is not going to be the coach.
There we go. Let's eliminate that one,
know,
too.
Like, yeah, that's just, you know, coaching's a completely different thing than playing, by the way, if everyone doesn't know that, just because you're a good player. And I'm not saying Mike Fisher couldn't be a great coach, but you need experience. And the other one I don't think it'll be is Mike Babcock. I know that name's been thrown out there. And this is all just my personal opinion. I have no idea what the situation is, but I think you can cross him right off the list.
Yeah, one of the things that I think makes this in-season change different from a lot is a lot of teams, they get to kind of this point and the season's kind of over. Well, there's half the season left, and we all believe this team has the ability to be a playoff team. So whoever comes in has an opportunity in front of them. And so, you know, having said that, we don't expect it to be an interim head coach. We expect them to hire a new head coach. And when this guy comes in, you know, you've been a part of this before. What's the number one thing he has to establish to get the attention and command the respect of that room?
Well, he has to establish his message, and he has to get buy-in. And I think, you've got a group here, and I still truly believe this, and I could name 10 other teams. I still think that the Nashville Predators have an opportunity to win a Stanley Cup. I know where they are right now. I believe that they have the guys in the room to do that. The way they're playing right now, the way they've played inconsistently over the first half, I don't think, you know, obviously you look at that and the way that they were playing, they didn't. But I still feel like they have the personnel that can get the job done. And, you know, it's a lot of things are going to have to change. I think defensively, to me, the biggest thing, I think, for the new coach, whoever that may be coming in, is going to have to get that cleaned up in a hurry. But it's, you have to get your message out there, and you have to get 100% buy-in from your top dogs all the way down the lineup to everybody. And to me, the biggest issue, I feel, in the first half was just the inconsistency, you know, defensively. Special teams obviously get better. The power play is coming around. The penalty kill, just like the rest of the season, I think has been very inconsistent. They've had some amazing stretches and some horrendous stretches. You know, you can't have that if you're going to win on a consistent basis. So, you know, defensive play, they're scoring goals. But as anybody knows, you can't win championships without playing strong defensively. So to me, that's the biggest thing, I think, with this team moving forward that's got to improve.
Any idea who runs the team tonight against Boston?
I have no idea. I am just about to go into our production meeting, and I really have no idea. You know what? We're honestly sometimes the last to know. So that's it. You know, Will, I'm sure that's the way it goes.
All right. Well, Chris Mason, we appreciate you taking some time out for us today. We will be watching tonight on Fox Sports Tennessee when the Nashville Predators take on the Boston Bruins in the first game of the post-Lavi era. And if there isn't some urgency tonight, there's never going to be.
Yeah, well, we'll see. It'll be an interesting one, so tune in.
All right. Have a great broadcast. Thanks for your time today, Chris.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. That's Chris Mason. He'll be on the television broadcast tonight with Willie Donick as the Preds take on the Boston Bruins. You can also hear that game right here on 102.5 The Game with, of course, our good friends Hal Gill and Pete Weber, who's been around since time began. Some news in the NFL just coming out recently. Ian Rappaport reporting Matt Rhule from Baylor is the new head coach of the Carolina Panthers. And I thought he would get a job. I thought it would be the Giants, but I knew he was interviewed by both those teams. He did a phenomenal job at Temple, did a phenomenal job at Baylor, and I think that's a pretty good hire for whoever got him.
He did a great job at Baylor, considering...
From the ashes.
Yeah, they were just done. It was like Phoenix.
Well, I mean, Temple was never even started.
Yeah.
And
but
he got them going.
What he was able to do at Baylor amidst all the stuff that went on, I mean, that program, football program, was just left to just die. He took it and made them a playoff contending team.
Yeah.
You know, so kudos to – I think this was a good hire. Now I just got to put some people around him.
And I think that's the challenge for any coach making the move from college to the pros is how does he assemble his staff? Who does he know, and what caliber of guys can he bring in there? We will see. 30 minutes left to go in our program. This is Corey Curtis filling in for Braden Gall on this Tuesday morning. Derek Mason here as always. He is the 102.5 The Game Iron Man. This is the Morning Drive.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.